Welcome to AMC Press & Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello, this is Red Hood Johnny, and soon as he comes in, Black Hood.
He should be here now.
Hello.
He should be here. Yes. Hello, Black Hood.
Okay, good. You can hear me. I was having a bit of...
There it is.
Good.
I was having a
yes.
bit of technical issues.
Yes, yes. Good evening, Black Hood.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
Yes.
So...
Indubitably.
Yes. We,
So what fun things do you have today, Red Hood, to talk about?
Well, we have a lot to talk about.
Oh, dear God.
Episode 534. For Trump's disability clause. That's right.
God,
I said it. Do you have a fucking disability clause? It's your fucking head.
Yes, you're quite right. Which, by the way, I do not understand the fact that here in America, there's a little thing in the Constitution called, religious freedom.
Freedom of speech. Anyway, yeah.
And freedom of religion.
And freedom of religion. And freedom of a lot of things. And freedom of, oh yes, this just in, as of 12 o'clock.
It's a video. I was freaking out. I thought like my audio was freaking out right. I'm like, what in the world? Sorry.
Right. It's okay. In terms of, guests, right, a very important one.
Do you have guests today?
Nope.
No, a desk. Desk.
Desk?
Yeah, start on a somber note.
Oh.
A death happened last night.
The Goblin King has passed away.
The Goblin King has passed away. I don't know about you, Johnny or Black Hood, but I will miss him greatly.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course we'll miss him. He was the guy walking upside down on the upside down staircase saying, forget about the baby.
Well, yeah. And also, he wasn't afraid to speak his mind. And we
That's
are
he was
talking
freaking
about,
awesome.
And absolutely, we're talking about the Goblin King, otherwise known as...
David Bowie!
David Bowie!
Crikey!
David Bowie!
Now, for those of you who are Australian... By the way, you are sadly mistaken. He's actually a Brit.
He's British.
Of course we know this. Of course they know this. Everybody in the world knows this.
At least I hope they do.
And, hey, you know, listen, I will miss this man forever. This man changed my life. With his lyrics and stuff like that. My favorite song,
oh,
Changes.
I thought you were talking about something else, Red Hood.
Oh, my.
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
No.
All right, because you and I would have to have a serious talk about that.
Well, yeah.
I know I posted this last night. It's like early this morning. Like, I quoted, like, planet Earth is blue and there's nothing I can do.
Well, yeah, that's right. But then again...
You know what the sad thing is, though, is that, like, this is 2 years after Robin Williams passed away.
Yeah.
Well,
you know?
The other sad thing was that he didn't, you know, acknowledge that he was suffering from cancer for 16 to 18 months.
18 months? Yeah.
Cancer.
So, you
know. Did they diagnose what cancer it was or not?
No, they didn't. However, he made an indelible indelible mark on at least my life. But the person who hasn't, really,
Breaking news,
the person who hasn't is none other than the person who has lost half of his sponsorships already, Donald Trump.
No, it's not Donald Trump, it's Obama.
It's Donald Trump.
No, Nate, listen, I just sent you a link on your Skype. Breaking news. What HR 1314 means for your retirement. Congress is has hidden in a seemingly innocent piece of legislation labeled HR 1314, a radical reform that threatens the financial security of as many as 21.3 million Americans. This legislation has already passed the House of Representatives and Senate with overwhelming majorities, and President Obama has signed it into law. It goes into effect May 1st, 2016. After that date, American seniors stand to miss out on $11.4 billion in Social Security benefits. According to Dr. Lawrence Kotlikoff, a former senior economist with the Council of Economic Advisors to Ronald Reagan, some individuals miss out on an estimated $50,000 in Social Security benefits. Most of these Americans will be completely blindsided by what's coming, because instead of holding a public debate, Congress stuck these changes into an emergency bill. Fortunately for the 21.3 million eligible seniors, there is still time to lock in these benefits before the May 1st deadline. That means if you are retired or are about to retire, you still have the opportunity to lock in thousands of dollars worth of lifetime benefits before they disappear forever.
No.
Hold on. I'm still reading. But your time is quickly running out. So step forward and claim what is rightfully yours. That's why it's critically important for you to determine whether you will be one of the countless Americans who are in danger of experiencing devastating reform. And take steps now to protect your steps. Protect yourself.
Now, after that entire thing, he's already signed this bill.
Yes,
he signed it in October.
Yes, without us knowing. What the fuck, Congress? And what the fuck, Mr. President?
Well, they agree that basically we're getting too much money.
Okay. Well, yeah. But this is for the senior citizen, Jamie. I mean, Red Hood. Thank you. So. What you're saying is that my grandfather is not going to be able to afford to live his own life. I mean, of course, he'll probably end up living on the streets, Red Hood, thanks to your president.
Absolutely not. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the opposite.
How about instead of threatening senior citizens with this, why don't you also worry about the veterans of the United States, which, by the way, you're technically not, because I still see homeless veterans everywhere.
Okay.
I call it as I see it. Sorry, Red Hood.
Well.
The other idiot, Mr. Trump, we also have another idiot in the presidential office currently that we still got to get rid of. The elections happen now or in November?
November.
No, November.
Preferably now. I don't care who runs, as long as he's smarter than Trump and Obama.
Anybody's smarter than Trump, but without that, with that said,
I'll come out and say it. A twig is more smarter than Donald Trump.
A redneck is smarter than Trump.
Anybody is smarter than Trump.
That's a new game show. Are you smarter than Donald Trump? Coming soon to Fox.
I hope so. Jesus.
I mean,
a friend. His name is Keith Foster. He's voting for Trump. I'm actually going to send him the link now. So he can join us on the show.
Well, I mean, there is...
Because I want him to hear this.
Well, he could listen, you know.
Because he's voting for Trump.
We should change his mind.
Because I want to hear him get mad on the air.
Well, if he's a listener of this podcast, then he can phone in.
Hello.
That's his choice. You're not going to force him to phone in.
Hello, ratings.
Yeah, hello.
Anyway.
Anywho.
So what about this Trump man? Oh, yeah, so...
He's a fucking idiot.
He's not only a fucking idiot, but the fact that he's escorting Muslims out of his own rally and Jews out of his own rally says something to me. I mean, what does it say to you?
Well, what?
What does it say to you, Eric? I mean, Black Hood.
I was going to say Red Hood.
Huh? What? Who is this Eric talking about?
Who's this Eric you're referring to?
It doesn't register.
Yeah, so what are you saying, Black Hood? I mean, what's your opinion on it?
On Trump?
No, I mean, on the thing that he did at the South Carolina rally.
Part of me feels that he forgot when America was founded for him.
Of course, I personally am looking at ask him to, you know, ever support anything I do because, hey, it's really, really, it's about the fact that, you know, it's ugly.
Yeah.
You know, and he says.
I mean, it's
The ugliness really came out fast, and that's really scary. Obviously, it's really scary. Yeah,
I was shocked how fast that. I was like, wow, that really escalated quickly.
You know what's scary?
Well, yeah.
You know what's scary? He could become president.
That's terrifying.
That is outrageous. And he's like, he's not going to go far. All of a sudden.
It's even scarier that when you have hatred and, you know, there isn't a museum of tolerance for nothing, that you have all these things and you have a person who's just foaming at the mouth. He doesn't even look fucking...
He doesn't even know when to shut the hell up.
He doesn't know how to shut the hell up, and he doesn't know what side he's on.
Look, Muslims are the last thing we need to worry about.
Right.
Right now, of course, all you got to worry about is ISIS and, North Korea, who, by the way, tested a hydrogen bomb last week.
Right. And... You know.
So you're worried about people in this country when you're not worried about our troops that are currently in, in the DMZ in South Korea?
Right.
Hmm.
And yet, you don't have the guts. You have the guts
to alienate everybody just because they're not from this country. By the way, this just in, Donald Trump, everybody here is an immigrant.
Yeah.
Including
right.
you and
half
your ancestors.
Came, yeah, and half of them came
the
through Ellis Island.
The melting pot, genius. We are, look, the whole point of America is to be a melting pot. Various races, various ethnic groups, various people from other countries immigrating here for a better life.
You should see down in Washington, D.C. There's all kinds of walks of life. They all get along.
You should see, you should see Staten Island. Holy crap.
Yeah.
There's people everywhere there. Like, you see, like all these list of names of people that came from, like, various countries. It's awesome. You know?
It's amazing.
You should see Ellis Island.
You should see Ellis Island, for God's sake.
That's what I just said. Oh, no,
he
I said
Staten
Island.
You said Staten Island. Where is it?
Oh, no.
Where are you? Where is your head, Black Christian Man? That's one for the records. You should see Ellis Island.
Look, I admit it. I'm human. I make mistakes.
Absolutely. But, yeah, I think the thing about, really, is he should really take a conference with, the president of the Ellis Island Foundation and really talk heart-to-heart about, immigration. But, also, it should be, I'd kill to have this happen, him, George Bush, Jeb Bush, and the president of the Ellis Island Foundation at a table just talking about the history of immigration.
Right, exactly. It's like, so you want to get rid of the birthright thing, meaning that you want to get rid of everybody who is not from this country by ancestry?
And then you want to get rid of all the Mexicans by shoving them through a wall that you are going to build virtually.
Yeah, it's just...
Tell me how insane is that?
It's insane. It's completely retarded.
Well, yeah, of course it's retarded.
This is coming from somebody who says who says retarded, and yet I have Asperger's syndrome. Yes, I know, cruel irony. But here's what I'm saying: is that even people with autism have more common sense than Mr. Trump.
Exactly.
And I think any one of us on this program has more.
Common even
sense.
A freaking Apple and an iPod have more common sense.
Oh,
Waves
I wouldn't go that far.
In the area.
No, I wouldn't go that far, but we have to press on. The thing is also in terms of Trump also endorses brain damage.
Oh God, here we go.
Football.
Oh here, oh boy.
Here's the thing.
Now,
look, you got a mountain of flesh versus another mountain of flesh banging heads together. Of course, there's going to be brain damage.
That, or you have Charlie Manson on the sideline going, I don't know which team to actually vote for. I'll pick either one, just as the black man wins.
Sorry, Rhoda, but that Charles Manson reference made me laugh.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what are you going to do? Yes, I'm
which team am I going to vote for?
Right.
Oh, I picked that one. No, that one. Oh, I don't know.
Christ's sake.
I don't know.
You know what it shows me is that, people need to realize that football is a pretty dangerous sport. I mean, if you don't have the proper equipment,
yeah.
It's going to suck.
Right. And then the funny thing about Manson was that, okay, I get his...
Look, I get his reference.
Okay.
I agree. Like, part of me agrees with him that, yes, we are becoming soft because of the fact that we don't let our kids fight back against bullies. That part I agree with. However, you have to understand that this is a new time, new generation of people. We need to open up our eyes and prevent this stuff from happening. Especially considering that one of my friends is voting for Trump and I want to smack him for it.
Well, you can do that privately. But
I'll do it on the air.
You can do it privately. Because we have so many things to get through.
That's all, folks. If he has something to say, say it.
Well, yeah. I mean, say it. Say it before the fucker gets elected. But yet, also, Trump. Let's just take this from three people on this program who have Asperger's, including myself. Number one, the Asperger's Guide to Football. One, punt the ball in either direction.
Two,
don't make fun
like
of the fucking
you get the ball, run like hell.
Three, when you get the ball...
Les dodge.
Four,
hit somebody in the face with the ball and they get in your way.
That, or five, yell at them until they actually start running the other way.
Just ram it down their throat.
Just ram it down their throat, exactly. See, I can't think of Trump any other way other than Asperger's kid yelling his heart out. And Oasis would say, stop crying your heart out, mate. You already fucking won the war. But then, you know, fucking, you know.
By the way, by the way, Red Hood, you're going to laugh at this. I suggested that he gets online and speak his mind to us about it. He said, no, I'm good. Wow.
Anyway, what was I saying? Right.
That kind of proves to me one thing, is that he actually doesn't care what happens to this country.
Well, yeah, and he's such a dunderhead.
Well,
that,
not Trump, but
you know,
also my friend who said that he doesn't want to get on the show.
Well, serve him right. You can catch him privately. But at the same time...
Nah, I'll just let him brood in guilt. And Johnny, what the hell are you doing?
Stop Facebooking for, 35 minutes.
Yeah, please do.
Right.
I'm sorry.
I'm Facebooking, but I'm quiet about it.
Sorry, my keyboard's, right there.
Well, yeah, just resist the urge to type for 35 minutes. So, really, I think that, you know, run the other way of the football, be vocal about it, and what was I saying? Yeah, right, Oasis and Trump. He's such an airhead, that people, the only thing that you really could say about him properly is that he's just saying what everybody else believes. So, if that's the case, then
yes.
one of two things has to happen.
We need to get a better president for one. To be honest, I would vote. I'm not gonna lie. Usually I don't vote Democrat. Usually I'm voting Republican. But until Trump showed up, I said nope. You know?
You're running the other way.
One of us.
Look, here's the thing: is that I'm a moderate Republican. I look at both sides equally. I like the people who are running for the Democrat. The problem is that I'd rather have Ryan running for office than Trump. Ryan.
Well, anybody.
Anybody's better than Trump. You know who we really need back? Ronald Reagan, baby. Reagan's trash. Reagan's trash.
Reagan's trash.
Oh, come on.
Well, anybody.
Right,
anybody.
Look. Look, the coolest Republican, you have to admit, was Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. Hey,
I absolutely agree, but we must press on.
You know what?
You know what?
I'm a Democrat, and even I like Ronald Reagan.
Well, I'm a Democrat, and I trump all of you because I received a letter from Ronald Reagan.
Reagan smash.
Reagan smash and fucking deep. Now,
he loves the jelly beans, that's for sure.
Well, he did that too. He did a lot of really cool things. Now, we have to move on. This just in, also, victory for people with disabilities, specifically peanut allergies. United is getting sued.
Look, you know, you would think that, like, as soon as it happened, it would have happened, like, right off the bat for the lawsuit.
Yeah.
But I guess not in this.
That's
really?
Right. Really? No, really.
Jesus.
Really. So you were going to say what?
I have no idea what the hell I was going to say because Johnny interrupted me.
You were going to say that it should have happened right off the bat? Yeah?
Yeah, it really should have. Because of the fact that, like, this is, like, allergies. Allergies in general, it's a serious thing.
Allergies suck.
Allergies suck. Bolts.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, but you're not seeing my point, though, is that, like, allergies are serious, no matter how severe they are.
Absolutely.
It's not something to bugger around with.
No.
My God, I became British.
Yeah.
Bugger.
Yeah, bugger around. I mean, yeah, toss around.
Like,
anyway.
You can't bugger around like that.
No, you can't. But at the same time, I think the fact is that this airline has been notorious for one of two things. One, they have been notorious in terms of treating their customers. When I took a flight with United at once. I called. Do you know how many hours I had to wait on their fucking phone set?
5 hours later?
No joke.
Exactly. It's like cue the French guy from SpongeBob. 2 hours later.
Two hours later.
Hold on.
Hello, you have reached your...
Quickly, United. I have a reference to that. Hang on, give me a minute. Give me a minute.
No,
hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Blah, 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 blah. Ooh, we have the Islanders tomorrow, Red Hood.
Good.
Thursday. Go Rangers.
Well, yeah. Go Rangers.
And speaking of that, go Rangers today because they won 2-1 against the Bruins. Ha ha!
Absolutely. So, I think that the...
kind of explains why I'm in a good mood, right, Red Hood?
Yep. So...
Yep.
So then, also, the fact that when you have an airline this bad, why don't they just cancel the entire fleet? What is stopping them from, you know, investing in some hypoallergenic, material for each of the seat colors?
Like, you know what the weird thing about that, though, is that, like, peanuts are the last thing, of course, you'd expect to be deadly.
No, actually, they're the first.
I said one of the deadliest things. Because, like, you wouldn't think about that. You know?
Yeah.
But,
then almonds, yeah. I mean, there are people... Excuse me. There are people who are...
Hold on, wait, hold up. Wait for it. This is about getting on the phone. 5 hours later, I'm still waiting for this thing to load. You know what? I'll do that later. Anyway.
Yeah, we'll save it for next show, but, I mean, it's kind of like this. You get to the help screen, you go, yes, hello, yes, please press 1 if you have an airline reservation. Please press 2 if you have this. Please press 3 if you have that.
Please
press 0 if you want help. Oh, yeah. I mean, I hate the fact that if they take a survey, you know, fucking...
Press 6 if you're my bitch. Press 7 if you're a fucking asshole.
If...
Right.
I got one.
Press 0 if you want to talk to somebody. Beep!
If you're
right,
mad...
Right, and then once you press 0, they have the annoying hold music. Which,
if you're mad... It's like, you're very mad. Please throw phone.
Exactly.
Please throw phone into the river.
I mean, please don't wait. And then when you're about to hold the phone over the river, they're like, please don't.
Like, please. Okay, over here.
Like, you jump, you're like, what the hell?
We didn't mean it. You know, we didn't actually mean it. But, yeah. So they're getting sued $2.4 million, so that's really good. But then also, there have been violating disability on Tarmac, and that is brilliant.
You know what my first thought is though is like, were the flight attendants high during all of this? Well, giving out peanuts.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just amazing...
How stupid people are.
How stupid people are in...
It boggles my mind.
I mean, it boggles my mind because the fact that they have violations on...
Here's something I don't get. Is why wouldn't you... I mean, did they not ask the people who had the allergies if they had allergies?
No, you can't ask if you have an allergy, actually.
I know, but here's... No, I'm talking about the flight attendant. Did they not care to ask?
No, but they can't ask.
They should be required to ask.
I think that you're right about that, but I think the funny thing
about... Who cares
about
privacy? Look, if it's a matter of life and death, people, ask them if they have a peanut allergy.
Right.
It's common sense.
Absolutely.
Which, by the way, Trump does not have, going back to that, Trump does not have any common sense. But
no, he doesn't. But then he doesn't have any other allergies either, which...
Well, I have an allergy. It's called I'm allergic to bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, I'm breaking out. I'm so allergic to this bullcrap.
What's this red mark here? Oh my god, bullshit.
But then they also get additional fines in terms of holding people on the tarmac. You know, so either way, they're breaking disabilities. Mm-hmm.
It's also kind of stupid, too, though, because you have to realize, of course, that those engines will suck you into the engines and damage the whole plane. Not just that, it'll kill anybody who gets sucked in. And trust me, that is a fun way to go.
No, it's not. So then,
I also feel bad for any bird that gets sucked into that engine. That poor bird.
That poor bird. That poor bird, of which, basically, you know,
like,
there's a bird funeral.
I just like picture a bird going up to heaven and being asked, what the hell happened to you? Don't ask.
What happened to you? Don't ask. Long story, shrouds, wing, broken wing, all of that.
What the hell happened?
What happened?
Broken wing. Yeah. So now, there's also, moving along... That there was schools in New York City are being cited for widespread ADA violations. Federal officials today are demanding action after an investigation revealed that the vast majority of elementary schools in the nation's largest school district are inaccessible to people with disabilities, students with disabilities. A 2-year inquiry by the Office of the Attorney General, Brett Barbera, found that 83% of elementary schools in New York City are not fully accessible. Moreover, in swaths of the city that serve more than 50,000 elementary schools and elementary students, there are not a single student that meets the accessibility requirements.
Such as anybody who's in a wheelchair, which really sucks.
Right.
I know people that are in wheelchairs, you know?
Absolutely. The result is that children with disabilities and their families are being deprived of the countless meaningful and tangible benefits of being
the Republicans in office.
Right. So then also...
Actually, not just that, also to a lot of the rich Democrats. Most of them care, but there's a select few who have high power in the Democratic Party that do not care, that they feel that we're a waste of money, just like most of the Republicans that are currently in office, except for maybe Ryan, who, by the way, cares about people with disabilities, you know? Why do you think Trump's so popular? He doesn't give a damn about people with disabilities.
Well, no, he doesn't, and I think that
he's worse than a Muslim, in a sense.
Yeah, I mean, he's worse than anything, really. But
there's two red hoods. Oh,
what?
Whoa!
There's two red hoods.
What do you mean?
Yeah. No, not
apparently getting an echo.
You're getting an echo. Right. And apparently that this Barbera wrote a 14-page letter to the New York Department of Educational Council.
Oh, boy.
And the problems come more than 25 years after passing of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Which, by the way, Clinton signed, thank God.
What?
Which, by the way, Bill Clinton signed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But Barrera also noted that the access issues aren't isolated to older facilities. In one case, he said that the school elevators installed in 200 or 2,000 schools were not compliant with federal requirements. So the dire
requirement. This should be a federal requirement. What the hell are you on about?
Well, there should be, but there isn't. But yet, there was one family who... One parent who visited her local school multiple times each and every day to carry her daughter up and downstairs, that the child would be able to attend school near home rather than endure a lengthy commute to an accessible school. That, you know, basically, if, all in all, if you want our schools not to be these crusty old things that say, oh yeah, we should get more exercise, well yeah. But you also.
But what about people who can't exercise? Like people always say in, oh yeah, wheelchairs.
Right.
Who
oh
are
yeah.
Chair bound.
Yeah. I think you know you simply just give them a ride on the accessor ride. No. Don't do that. But give them a. Give them all the stuff they need. They're
exactly.
saying, we don't have money. Listen,
bullshit.
New York State has more money than the Vatican.
Which is ironic.
Which is, the irony of that is so true. But yet,
the irony of the Vatican not having more money than New York State is not lost on me. At
no,
all.
No, it's not.
Oh,
no.
Wow, low blow.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen? We go for kidney shots all the time. It's what we do.
Absolutely.
Welcome to the podcast.
We do a lot on this program, including kidney shots. So, yeah. But then also...
What we do is put giant hypodermic needles on our hands, and we shove them into your kidney.
Absolutely. And we don't...
That got really dark.
Right, and we don't get permission slips either. So...
Because we don't need permission.
Also,
everybody loves it.
Yeah, right. They're going for the daily colonoscopy. Up the ante! So...
That's awesome.
Yep. So, now,
also... That's the
word, because
you're going to fart like a beast whale. Isn't it great?
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yay,
look at that
angle.
Right. Yeah.
You know what? I am not looking forward to that, Red Hood, to be honest with you. As soon as I turn 50, I'm going to say nope to the colonoscopy.
Well, there are other ways of doing it. Trust me, Black Hood. There are other ways.
Right.
So, also, able accounts.
Oh, yay. Corruption.
Well, not corruption.
The Achieving
a Better Life accounts.
Oh, wait, I forgot. Maybe this entire government is corrupt, including the Republicans. Just got awkwardly quiet on that end.
Yeah. So the ABLE accounts may be available sooner than expected. Hurrah for this! This comes in today, as a matter of fact. A tweak
in the federal laws.
Well,
January 11th. You mean when it starts?
No, today is the 11th.
Oh, shit.
It's the 4th of today.
Yeah.
It's the 4th of today. Black Hood, it was just 4th of today.
Red Hood, shut up.
Yeah, think about that. Just think about that. Yeah. So, anyway.
Here's the problem, though, is that, Redneck, is that country boys like me have more common sense than a city boy like Red Hood, so.
Be careful. That's all I'm saying. So, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, Red Hood loves it, though. Don't deny it.
Yeah, right. So basically, a tweak in federal law is posed to give a greatly expanded choice of the speed up availability of the accounts,
breaking news, Panthers are winning against the Canucks 2-0.
Fantastic, but we're not on that.
Go Vancouver.
Sorry. Yeah. So anyway,
oh Canada.
Vancouver. So basically people with disabilities, tucked inside a tax bill is this bill approved by lawmakers last month and is a provision that will permit
boring rules. Sorry.
Well, no. It's a provision that will allow individuals to open new accounts to establish the Achieving a Better Life Act, which will be able to pay for housing, hospital bills, education, transportation, and
a
other
right
expenses.
To slap Trump in the face?
Maybe not, but...
Aw, sad face.
I'll do it for $10,000.
Shit, I'd do it for $5,000.
Well,
I'd do it for Topic Bar.
You know what I would do it for? I would just do it just for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
Well, we all wish that we could slap him in the face, but we don't have any access. So we don't have access, but the best thing, really, is that.
Originated before the age of 26. So people like us, like people that were born in the 80s, we can't get that.
No, we can.
Which kind of sucks.
No, we can.
Yeah, but Red Hood, it says to be eligible for an ABLE account, an individual must have a signed... Oh, wait, that's right. Okay, never mind.
Yes.
Jesus, I can't read.
You can't read tonight, Black Hood. You can't read. So,
Look. Red Hood, it's a Monday. Leave me alone.
Exactly. Funny, I was just about to say, so, it's a Monday.
Of course, it's a slow news day. Slow news day.
It's a Monday.
Slow news day.
I'm not looking forward to hump day either.
So, anyway, for eligibility, it says, for eligibility for an ABLE account, an individual must have a disability that originates before the age of 26. So, people who were born in the 90s, us, 80s. We are fully...
80s, genius.
80s? Sorry, 80s.
We're Cold War kids, remember?
Oh, that's totally right.
Oh,
I keep forgetting.
Shit, I just realized something. I figured it out.
I'm an early millennial.
Jesus.
What?
Exactly. No.
Early millennial.
No. I just figured out why we had disabilities. Nuclear testing all the way from Nevada. during the Cold War or nuclear testing. The radiation.
Does that mean also that we're aliens as well?
Well, do you have gills?
No.
My God, my hand is growing a tentacle. Oh, wait, no, it's always like that. Okay, never mind.
Oh, yeah. But yet, like I said earlier, funds in this account can be used for education, healthcare, transportation, housing, and other expenses. The thing that leads up to this is that basically when they handed the bill over to the IRS had a field day in saying, oh, yeah, we can then get you for every itemized bill that we have ever said, you know, that you have ever spent, including like...
All right, look, Red Hood, here's the thing, of course, with the IRS. They're another bunch of corrupted fools. They're greedy. They're slobbery. Just like the white people who take the oil from the Middle East.
Okay.
I just realized I'm probably going to get arrested for that, but I don't give a damn.
Well, yeah.
I speak my mind.
But then also, despite the federal passage...
Oh, I could do a radio show with Bubba.
Oh, God, please don't. And don't ever call this a radio show. It's not a radio show.
It's not a radio show. It's an experience.
It's a podcast.
Whatever. People can still blip, 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 blip.
People can still hear our bullcrap, so.
Exactly.
Well, they can stay up and hear the bullcrap for the next day. Then also, the fact is that in 2014, states had to approve their own legislation and develop mechanisms to regulate and administer the new accounts before letting consumers take advantage. So far, 35 states have approved such legislation, so the advocates say that, but they are farther along than others in implementing programs. Some of the smaller states, however, don't have the capacity to create ABLE programs, so this would allow more people with disabilities to access ABLE accounts and access ABLE accounts faster.
Shit. Red Hood?
Breaking news?
Yeah, breaking news. Jackie Chan is going to be in a new movie with John Cusack and Adrian Brody called Dragon Blade. It's already out, apparently.
Well, then if it's already out, it's not breaking news.
Well, I just found out about this, mate.
So it is breaking news to you.
And by the way, it's restricted, meaning bloody violence.
Yeah, so go and see it.
Shut up, Red Hood.
So anyway,
that's the guy who's the most violent person who I know. Oh wait, no,
yeah,
that's me. Never mind.
Yeah, that's you.
I'm the psycho one.
Yeah, so it's a pretty exciting development because of the fact that all of the accounts can be originating in any state, and I know Elizabeth Rodriguez says. Basically, I know it's shaking up things in some states, but the fact is that when you're bringing a new program into this world, it's always a thing. Ohio, Florida, Virginia, and Nebraska are widely expected to be among the first to be making the programs available. The accounts are likely to be created and administered through the dedicated state website, advocates say.
Heads up, we got 10 more minutes.
And yes, we have 10 more minutes. And that's really all of our news.
So let's just fill out the 10 minutes with pointlessness.
Let's not.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, where's the fun in that?
Well, what? That's,
I know.
That's just pointless.
We could do it all fair.
Huh?
We could do it all fair.
Yeah.
We could do it all fair.
We call the business filler.
To the person who just messaged me that I'm pointless, your whole life is pointless.
That wasn't me.
There you go. Have a good night.
It wasn't me either. Good night.
Know.
And we will see you on Wednesday. And
we
so,
will all see you in hell.
No, we will see you on Wednesday. And that's a wrap for tonight.
Over there.
Everybody.
And see you on hump day.
Yeah, and see you on hump day. See you then. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Yay.
Yay. All right. Bye.
Good night.